Welcome to another episode of Badass Banking. And I am just back from my fly fishing trip, and I'm talking to another fly fisherman. His name is Aaron Coleman. He's the chief sales officer at Z-Suite Technology. Aaron, how are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you today?
Well, you know, the big one got away. I'd like to say it was like, 14 inches. The only fish we caught among four of us were these things that they refer to as snubs up here in Virginia.
Okay.
Which look like glorified goldfish. Caught 10 of them. We were better off if we just went to the store and bought Mrs. Paul's fried fish sticks. I think between the four of us, we probably spent, I hope my wife doesn't hear this. We probably spent about $3,000.
Oh, wow.
On these 9 to 10 snubs that we caught. But we had a good time. So how's the fly fishing there in your part of the world?
It's outstanding. It's one of the reasons I live here, actually, I live in Boise, Idaho. And like we enjoy saying in Boise, we're close to Idaho. And we can get out to a number of different rivers and streams to fish. And it's been a pretty good summer with COVID, not a lot of traveling taking place. I had a chance to really wet a line in a number of different places this summer and had some pretty good success. It's been a fun summer of fishing for sure.
When you use the term wet the line, I know you do some fishing. That's a term we use in the saltwater world. Now, saltwater fishing is really good here. Actually, trout fishing is good in the mountains here. Not like Idaho, but for East Coast, pretty damn good. So tell us a little about Z-Suite Technologies. Now, I know a little about the company personally, but I think the audience would like to hear a little about you guys.
Oh, sure. I appreciate that, Brian. So Z-Suite Technologies is a company based in Boston, and we're focused on vertical-based solutions to help community banks and credit unions solve real problems that they're facing within their particular markets. And the vertical we're focused on right now is the property management vertical. So we provide two solutions for property managers and landlords that allow the collection of rent on a monthly basis that landlords can provide to their tenants, and also a tool that allows the online opening, funding, and compliance management around tenant security deposits. And when we talk about that, it seems a little bit niche-y, and it certainly is. But there's a lot of deposits in this particular vertical, and there's a lot of pain associated with this particular vertical as well, not only for the landlords and property managers, but for the banks and credit unions that are operating these types of accounts on behalf of those landlords and property managers.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. So are you guys focused on, when you look at your sales strategy, are you focused on targeting bigger communities, bigger cities, because that's where there's probably more mass from a property management? More people rent in New York City and more people rent in San Francisco. Are you focused on FIs there, or is that really not the strategy? It's more of like something where you're addressing the needs of the general financial institution that's focused on this market. I don't know if they're geographically focused, to be honest with you.
It's a little both. I mean, when we look at who we align best with, we typically look at their numbers. Are they heavily into real estate? Do they have a number of landlords and property managers that they're currently banking? Sometimes that includes, are they in areas where there's a lot of people renting properties? And that, honestly, a lot of our prospects, a lot of our customers are in the Northeast or East Coast. Although we do have a couple, we just signed our first West Coast client out in California. We also have a very strong customer in the state of Montana, if you can believe that. And so it's really anywhere there's people that are have landlords and property managers that are renting properties that have a need for this, it certainly applies. But we have seen most of the interest is coming from institutions in the Northeast right now.
Interesting. And that's where you guys are based. So you got the roots there. And you're the first FI to be really involved was Leader Bank, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Leader Bank is a $1.9 billion community bank based right in the Boston area. And they went down the path in 2015 of actually developing this product. They started with our product called Z-Rent, which is the rent collection tool. And then they built Z-Deposit in 2018. And they had a tremendous amount of success in rolling these products out to their own customer base, to the point where other banks in the Boston area were saying, hey, where did you buy this? And when they discovered it was a homegrown product within the bank, they started to license it directly from Leader Bank. And eventually LeaderBank said, you know what, we're not a fintech, we're a bank. we need to stick to our roots and stay in the banking business. So they spun us out of August of 2019. And here we are today.
So they incubated you in essence and then kicked you out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But kept a strategic investment in the company. And, you know, I know they're deeply involved. And I know your board pretty well. I had a conversation with Tom Shin the other day. You probably caught it. You know, he's a big fan, very bullish on what you guys are doing and what's going on in the market. Have you seen any negative impacts in light of what's going on with the economy and COVID and everything now? You know, you read about rents being behind. You know, I know on the commercial side, there's some serious concern from real estate investment trusts that are focused on the urban areas where there's a lot of vertical real estate. Are you seeing anything?
It's interesting. We have seen a decline in rent collection in some of the urban areas for sure, but we've seen an uptick in some of the suburban areas. Like one that comes to mind is the state of Connecticut. There's a lot of people moving out of New York City into Connecticut. And so we're having a ton of interest in banks and credit unions in the state of Connecticut that all of a sudden have this, their landlords and property managers, they're renting properties they haven't rented before. And so yes, down in the urban side, but up in the suburban side.
Yeah. And I'm seeing that in Williamsburg, Virginia. My wife, as I mentioned earlier, is a realtor, and we've got New Yorkers and DC folks that want to get out of Dodge, and they're coming down here looking for more property, be it getaways or, you know, primary property. I think what they're going to end up doing is selling their city properties and renting there and owning in the burbs.
Yeah.
Hard to say how long this will last, but I think it's going to have a profound impact. I personally would not want to be in the cities right now. I'd rather be in Boise, Idaho or Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
All right. So
it'd be interesting to see the long-term impacts on this and how it really shifts people's, you know, their paradigm on where they think the best place to live is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think most people know where the best place is. I think they, you know, they just settle in and kind of get lazy and make the most of where they are. So what are some of the problems that COVID has brought to you personally? You're out there in the woods, right? I mean, I know Boise's a city, and it's actually, there's a lot going on there. I mean, I follow the markets pretty closely, and there's a lot of technology that's coming to your market. But, you know, personally, how's this had an impact on you, other than you're not traveling anymore?
Yeah. Well, the not traveling's been pretty good for me, actually, not business-wise, but personally. I've got two high school age kids, or I guess my son is a freshman in college, but this summer he was around, my daughter was around. So I got to spend a lot of time with them. We have a boat, and we spent a lot of time with that on the lake this summer, which I normally would not have gotten to do, kind of midweek type stuff after work. A lot of trips to the mountains, a lot of just great family time, Brian. That's really what it came down to for me. So yes, did COVID had a significant impact on our work? Absolutely. And that's been unfortunate. But the flip side, from a family perspective, I couldn't have asked for a better summer. And I'm hoping to reap those benefits for a long time.
Well, that's great to hear, because I kind of feel the same. And, you know, I think technology is allowing us to run our businesses. I mean, the Zoom calls get a little intense sometimes and get a little old. My biggest challenge is knowing which video conference software I'm using at any given time. I think one day I had used 9 or something like that. So that gets a little out of control. So other than Z Suite, are there any fintech properties, companies, solutions that excite you?
You know, I've been thinking about that, Brian, and I've always been fascinated by the kind of P2P, and just growing up, that was always such a need, changing cash or trading checks and that kind of thing, and splitting meal costs and all that thing. That's such a cool, fascinating technology. And there's still so many people that don't embrace it and don't use it. So I'm always bullish on that. I think I'm also fascinated by some of the lending technologies that are out there that are giving people better access to capital, especially when they need it to grow businesses and that type of thing. I think any of the lending companies that are out there that are, whether it's traditional or non-traditional, any way that they can get people easier access to capital, I'm a huge fan of, especially that I think that's important in growing our economy. You know, the other one that's fascinating to me is blockchain. And I know it's still kind of in its infancy, and there's a lot of, a debate on how it would work or if it'll work, but it's fascinating to me that the technology behind it, how it works, and where that's going. It's very interesting.
Yeah, for me, it's the Squares of the world. So P2P, you know, anything, that's where I have always found traditionally the most friction to be in the movement of money.
Yeah.
And whether it's a retail market or a commercial market, if you can take that obstacle away, that friction away, and make it instant, you're solving a real problem. And Square did that, I think, early on. And I think that's why they continue to blossom and do well. Well, listen, Aaron, it's been a pleasure. You're lucky to be out there in such a wonderful part of the country. I feel the same about where I am. I can move about. I've got space, you know, I can go to the Chesapeake Bay or go to the mountains. You've got that same flexibility. You're lucky. You'll have to give my regards to the rest of the team over there, especially Nathan and the other Aaron, who used to be the product guy at Geezio.
I will.
I've got to get him on too, to talk about kind of like the transition from Geezio over to another fintech. That could be an interesting story.
Absolutely. And I think you'd like to hear it. It is good.
Yeah. Well, again, I appreciate it. And I'll catch up with you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.